Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling, Wigger, and Mandraff clowns across the fruited nutted Zog plain in the open air coast nut house we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. But as always, the show is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, the chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. This is episode number 123 of the Movement Turd. And tonight is the 20th of May, 2012. Pastor Martin Luther Drzezinski Lindstedt here, as always. And we shall probably have a few guests as well here. But the name of tonight's show is tentatively called The Great Tribulation Can and Shall Be Won. Now, a lot of the time, we go ahead, like last week, we go ahead and we hear in the news media, oh no, the mud races and the Jews and the mongrels are outbreeding the Wiggers. And we stop to forget is as Wiggers, which went ahead and got us into this freaking mess. Now, I've been going ahead and looking around a number of the shows, a number of the forums, a number of the web pages, what have you. And, folks, it's sort of like Mamsers in Black, to where in number one way back, about over a decade ago, I think back in 1999 when it came out, they showed the trade publications, and it was tabloids. Well, folks, the V-Bulletins and the web blogs and all the rest of it is pretty well what tells you what is going on. Like, for example, yesterday or Friday, you had a whole bunch of anti-racist Wiggers and, you know, Anglo Mestizos and whatever. Go ahead and jump into some place in California, some suburb, not California, Chicago, beating up these Wiggers who've gone ahead and had to eat meat and retreat. And it's a pity that nobody had a gun to kill them bastards dead, but a bunch of these white supremacists went to the jails and ended up having about five of the Wiggers arrested. And that was a big thing here. They're getting more and more violent, niggers and the rest of the other critters here. But folks, what you've heard is about a demographic mudslide, but let's understand something. For 7,000 years, ever since, Satan seduced Eve and squeezed out the dirty little Jew, Cain, the world's first Bolshevik, as Gustav Le Bon said over 100 years ago. Ever since then, we've had a problem to wherein Wiggers go ahead and they fight against the Jews, the sons of Satan, the spawn of Satan. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to go ahead and use the beasts of the field and these Mamsers and the rest to come in to our midst and breed us away so that at the very end, Satan can say, Yahweh, I fooled you, I overcame you. My children exist and your children do not, Yahweh. They've all been bred away. And you had great blood, you had a number of other things here. So I go ahead and I listen to the blogs and you have Wiggers proposing that they're going to go ahead and somehow outbreed beaners, even though most of these Wiggers don't even have a girlfriend. They don't even have any pussy, much less any children. And folks, what struck me is that 8 years ago, a little bit over 8 years ago, I had four grandchildren, four white, beautiful grandchildren, and they were taken away and bought and sold. And folks, the solution all our problems is going to be the Great Tribulation, which is going to go ahead and destroy the current social order, which is dedicated under Satan's administration to destroying the white race. And what we have to do is that the only thing that's keeping it up are the errant Wiggers who are going ahead and opposing us either passively, but most of the time aggressively. And using their army of pigs, using their lawyers, using the rest of these people to go ahead and go against us. And we have these people. Last night I went ahead and called the News Kike Show, or Peter Goodman, or as I call him, Peerless Goodman, so I chewed on his ass. And you had this sort of, you had these two faggots, the intern, I think, a.k.a. Artie, another cocksucker from northern Minnesota. And essentially, Artie doesn't believe in God. He just believes, all he believes is bad stuff said against me. He ends up having Newskike going ahead. Marty is a Zog agent provocateur. Well, folks, what am I telling Zog? Am I telling Zog that essentially the bowel movement is hopeless, that's idiotic? And the answer is yes, I'm telling Zog that. Of course, I'm telling everybody else who wants to listen that essentially our bowel movement is pathetic. It's worthless. It's not accomplishing anything. It's thoroughly riddled with Jews and Mamzers and the rest here. And that essentially our bowel movement is not going to go ahead and accomplish anything. Rather, what you do is you talk to those who are racially aware, who are listening to answers, the lost and the found, the seeking sheep of the house of Israel, and you point out, just like a pastor does, a pastor is in charge of taking care of sheep. And unlike the time, there's a time for everything under the sun, it says in Ecclesiastics, or in Proverbs or Ecclesiastes, I believe it's Ecclesiastes chapter 3, that everything, there is a, you know, that there is a turn and a time for every purpose under the moon. I mean, I know what I'm going to go ahead and start the show with. That thing about the birds here. To everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under the sun. A time to be born, a time to die. A time for peace, a time to hate. A time for love and a time, well, time for peace and time for war. And now is coming the time for irrevocable war. And what we must do is rather than run around and beg the Jews to let us live, beg the niggers to let us live, go ahead and show our asses. What we need to do is we need to hunker down. We need to go ahead and, well, hunker down. Save ourselves, save our families, those who are worthy of living and those worthy of taking with you. And you have to go ahead and find out who are the evildoers in your local community. And when the Great Tribulation has killed the vast majority of them and killed the vast majority of the Whiggers and the vast majority of the niggers and the Jews and the rest here, who essentially are plentiful because the stupid Whiggers given them medicine, given them food, given them, well, leadership. Once everything falls apart, it will be time to mop up the rest of Satan's children, both Whiggers and Jews. Satan's children, both adoptive and biological. We're not going to go ahead and breed our way out of it. Not when we are, what? A minority in the population. And when I'm talking about we, I'm talking about those of us who are we mentally. Now, this past week, my sister's husband, I have one sister, she has a husband, and he was one of the local inbreds, and he died. And pretty well in Thursday's paper, brought it in, Roxy went ahead and says, well, is this him? And I said, yes, him. Went ahead and read, and supposedly it's a private family funeral. Okay, well, I don't think I've been invited. It didn't really matter. I didn't really hate my brother-in-law, but on the other hand, he was just typical Quaker piece of shit, and so was my sister. I went ahead and got her out of trouble, loaned her non-interest $10,500, and she sold her portion of the farm for a good deal of money. He wouldn't even go ahead and contact me to pay a percentage, a small percentage of what you got for me carrying her through. Late 80s and the early 90s, until essentially I'd simply got tired of loaning out money to them and not getting paid back, even though they promised. So, by 1999, I hadn't loaned any money for years, and they hadn't paid me for years, and I sort of figured out what all they owed me. And that was that. That was that. Folks, all sorts of members of our family are just like that here. It's not somebody we dare take with us, but we dare drag along like a chain, a ball and chain, because they will go ahead and screw us up. So anyway, what I've been doing is I've been going ahead and talking to these characters and finding out their true, well, their true loyalties. And what happens is last night, Newskike, hell, he didn't want me talking about how he deliberately gave Chris Drake a pass, even though this JT Reddy was just nothing more than more than likely a portion, you know, a Jew, who essentially was going ass to mouth with Zog Babylon. And when he went ahead and he flipped out, after claiming to be a Nazi, after claiming to be a great hater, here's Chris Drake. Oh, we're not haters. We're not white supremacists. We won't let you allow our little thing here. Then what is the point? What is the point if everybody is the same and there's no difference between white people and beaners? There's no such thing as a scientific or rational, much less religious reason for, quote, white supremacy. If there's no reason for that, then why not go ahead and allow the entire world to come into this country and take what our ancestors created for us? What's the point? Why bother? For all of J.T. Reddy's supposed either hatred or love of beaners, he went ahead and killed a number of them when he flipped out. And the FBI came and they removed their evidence. They removed the guns and the explosives and the grenades and everything else and just left a few of them to claim that he was a dangerous domestic terrorist. They went ahead and took all the stuff that he used to plant on idiots and left. And you still have these people, long after they should have known what J.T. Reddy was, still going ahead and wanting to go ahead and cover their tracks, their tail, their spouts over the ship. And you have stupid wiggers running around. Oh, we can outbreed them. We can do this. We can do that. We can beg. We can go ahead and have little meetings. And, oh, here comes the ARA, and we go to the hospital to get our asses beat. We can trust the pigs. Folks, obviously, couldn't trust anybody of your own here, because how'd the ARA find out that you were meeting in a small restaurant out of the way to where 18 to 30 of them come in with hammers and beat your ass with them? It would have been funny if somebody would have had a gun, pulled the gun and killed a bunch of these Jew or Uyghur cocksuckers, just like happened in Greensboro, back in November 1979. That would have been funny. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and, well, we have Russ on. I hope we have Logan on tonight. Logan's been back for a while. He's been gone for about really close to 4 weeks instead of just two. So we'll go ahead and hear about the adventures of Logan. We'll talk about Uyghurs and Jews and all sorts of stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and take a break. Hail Victory. And Russ, you call in, you know, you're next here. Call in, Russler. Hail Victory, folks. time, right?
Russell Walker said he didn't want to call in tonight, so he don't have much going on, so.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll have Logan on. So, it's been, what, nearly 4 weeks? It was a two-week trip.
I'm sorry?
What happened to you? What happened to you, Logan? You know, what? Oh, close to 4 weeks.
Basically, I went on a trip and went to just traveled around a bit, took a little time off. I saw some, I went to a Chinatown when I was out of town and talked to some Chinese girls in a coffee house, and they had this big tank with dragonfish, okay? They pay up to $500 for this fish, and I posted some pictures in the chat room. They believe that dragonfish, you know, they worship the dragon anyway.
Russ, you've gone Darth Vader on us here.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, let me walk outside, and I can get my car and drive up the street. You know, I didn't start having serious phone problems until earlier today. The worst phone calls I've ever had all over town, and I'm just going to be frank with you, okay?
Sure.
Why didn't his kids have it in for me? I mean, I can't breathe. You know, I don't live in a little piss-ass town like Rangby, and I can't hardly breathe. And, you know, when we go to work, it's wall-to-wall Wiggers and Mamsers. And, I mean, my whole family's Wiggers. They hate Yahweh. They hate any truth. And, I mean, I have to tolerate my Wigger family when I see them. But, to be honest, I mean, if I could move logistically, if I could sell my property or quit my job or both, well, I don't even give a damn about my job, but if I could sell my property or get out of it, then I would move because, you know, I would just sit and live in a real remote state or a real remote area and not have to see Wiggers because, you know, I was harassed by some pigs recently and, you know, basically... you know, I'm going to pay you the fine or whatever, but, I cannot, basically, I have to keep everything, you know, if I get back on the radio, I know they're going to make it hard on me at Talk Shoe, so I may have to change my name like you did or something, and, I'm asking the phone, Martin, because, I mean, this damn phone right here, it's supposed to be, I mean, when I got it, Sprint was supposed to be the phone. And everybody else I know around here that has Sprint, they don't have a problem with dropped calls and stuff. So, you know, like I said.
Well, you sound good now.
Yeah.
So.
For how long?
So you were in Chinatown, the sample was dog and rat, and essentially see a dragonfish, one of them expensive fish that they worship or do whatever with.
Hey, I saw a real big fish, and, you know, these Chinese girls, basically they had a gar and a dragonfish in their tank, and they didn't even know what the damn gar was. And I said, well, back home in Tennessee, there's four species of gar, and two of them are almost extinct. The biggest one, the alligator gar in the south, they grow up to like 10 or 12 foot long. And I was telling them, and their eyes get real big, you know, and everything. But I found out the dragonfish is, like, sacred to them. I mean, they eat it, but they think it's related to the dragon. And the Chinese, whether they know it or not, they all worship Satan. And, you know, basically, Martin, Satan and his kids, they control all the goose and all the niggers. And, of course, they control all the mutts. And actually... And you correct me if you don't agree on this. The majority of the pure white race left are all Wiggers, and they control the Wiggers. The Jews and Satan and his kids, they brainwash and control, and they pull the little puppet strings of all the Wiggers. Now, if you think I'm being hard on the Wiggers, I mean, you correct me.
Nah, I don't think you're being hard on Wiggers. Essentially, one of my wiggers croaked off the other day here. know, essentially I'm not going to beg my sister for an invite to the memorial, you know, service. So, you know, I mean, I'm sure after a couple of years she's going to go ahead and throw it in my face that I didn't come to his memorial service. You know, all the answer is that you didn't invite me and Roxy to do so. The last time her oldest, well, we can go ahead and find out where or when, but why bother? I mean, if they didn't care enough to go ahead and tell us, then, you know, they know my phone number.
Yep.
It's been, you know, I've had, you know, Roxy's had the same phone number for, what, 30 years, and hasn't changed. My sister could go ahead and call. A couple months ago is when the Wigger was ailing in Florida, in a Florida hospital, went ahead and called my, called my nephew, and he's colored like a Winstead. He got sort of sandy blonde hair and blue eyes, and he looks like a Winstead, and, you know, but then again, you know, the bad problem about most of the Winsteads is they're just a bunch of greedy Swedish peasants here who still, after generations, haven't, you know, they're tight as an off the boat Swede with a nickel here. I mean, shoot,
yeah.
you think Scots and Jews are bad, you know, tight with money? You've never seen a Swede fresh off the boat here. And I've known as fairly frugal myself here. But on the other hand, compared to my brother, while I'm rather generous, compared to my sister, she wasn't raised to be a spendthrift. That's what she turned out to be. She got to where she couldn't essentially live on what she was getting here. And I don't know. I don't see the point of that. I don't see the point in going ahead and living beyond your means. You know, even with children. And, you know, no, I mean, but anyway, I mean, my sister, she's a Wigger, and hell, my brother, he's a Wigger, and pretty well, my nephew, the one who looks more like the Winstead part of the family, I told my mother not to call you here. She gets so hurt. I said, she gets hurt here because I won't put up with their bullshit about how, you know, how I shouldn't have sided with my brother Mike here, old Piglet, you know, and essentially keeping her from sending my mom to a nursing home and stealing more than what she did steal. And she said, I'm 28 years old. I'm a grown man. I said, if you're a grown man, you ought to go ahead and act like a grown man. Stop whining like a pussy. And essentially just went ahead and hung up on me. He didn't like me talking to him that way. And I, you know, pretty well I told Roxy, I said, look, woman, I didn't tell you to go ahead and call these people. I mean, if they want to go ahead and run off to Florida to where I don't have any knowledge or caring of what the hell they do, then hell, let them, you know, I mean, you know, I'm glad they're gone here. So I just assume you don't call them back again. You know what I mean? Because I really don't, you know, they're gone, and they're better off gone. I don't want anything more to do with them. And, you know, I mean, it was Roxy went ahead and called here. You know, of course, my mother, you know, we went ahead and found that out, and then we talked to old Pig Hook, you know, and he's up with my mother in old West River, South Dakota, some small town here, which is about as safe a place in America. It's about as safe a place in America as any.
South Dakota and North Dakota are supposed to be the two. I think North Dakota is the lowest crime of any state.
Well, generally, most of the crime are caused by them damned Indians here running around getting drunk and knifing each other, you know, and shit on the reservation here. I mean, you know, there's a little bit of small town, you know, Wigger in the woodpile horseshit, but usually North and South Dakota they're very white, you know, outside the Indian reservation, of course, they're white, you know, they're white country, you know, they're very white, and essentially a South Dakotan doesn't like Indians, so usually, you know, to get on an Indian reservation, you're just passing through, you know, on the West River, they used to have a whole bunch of nuclear missiles. You used to go ahead and drive on Interstate 90, and you'd see something which looked like a little bitty, little league baseball diamond. Well, folks, don't get out, you know, don't get out of the car and walk to the baseball diamond, because essentially what those were was they were nuclear missiles, you know, silos. I think it was from the, 166th Strategic Missile Command or something like that. Well, anyway, they've gone ahead and gotten rid of them missiles for the past better than 20 years.
Hey, what about Minot, North Dakota? Minot
is an eastern, North Dakota. It's more like western Minnesota. When I talk about West River, what happens is the river, the Missouri River, starts in Montana, goes through North Dakota, and then pretty well cuts South Dakota right in half here. And essentially, generally the high prairie is called West River. It goes to the Black Hills. And pretty well, the Samuelson portion of my family was West River. The Linstead portion of my family was East River. You know what I mean? And pretty well, West River, you won't have a single rock. It'll just be black dirt for 18 feet down. And then shale after that. And East River, you'll end up having all these ice age boulders and stuff like that here. And West River town of about, 300 or 400 or 500 or 600, if you have money, you can go ahead and you buy a place for $5,000 or $6,000. And essentially, if you don't mind eating wheat or something like that, pretty well it's a survivalist paradise, I think. You know what I mean?
A long time ago, I used to get on eBay and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you looked in the real small towns of North Dakota that were going bust, you could buy a nice house in the city with like a one or two acre lot. I mean, a nice farmhouse for $5,000 or something. I should have done that. I mean, if I'd known now what I know then, I thought my family, my Wigger family, was going to change and come into identity. I mean, basically, to be honest, they've done nothing but betray to me, lie to me, beat me out of money. And I don't have a blood family. I just have, my brother and sister are those that do the will of Yahweh, and that sure as hell is very few, because most of the whites I see everywhere are just Wiggers.
Well, there's Wiggers up there too here, but even outside of town here. You know, outside of town, why, you'll go ahead and your closest neighbor is about, two or three miles that away. You know what I mean? Walking across.
I mean, that would be paradise, because you could stay at your house, and unless you had to go get supplies in the town, you wouldn't have to see a Wigger. I mean, you could go weeks and weeks and a month without ever, without ever having to leave your house and be around Wiggers. That would be paradise for me.
Well, you get a dish TV or something like that, dial-up connection, whatever here, if you want to go ahead and, live like that here. And, the thing about it is, though, it's hard as hell to make a dollar up there. That's the bad side of it here. But if you're retired, I remember, about 2-3 years ago, this place in North Dakota, this town in North Dakota, went ahead and invited a bunch of Anglo Beaners from Orlando or Tampa to go ahead and go to North Dakota, and they gave them a free, ranch house. You know what I mean? Gave them a free house in this town to move there with their children. And essentially, these Anglo Beaners didn't like it, and they went ahead and moved back Tampa here. They got a free $31,000 house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
They'll do that for white people, but they'll do that for diversity mongrels. See?
Yeah, I don't know, even know why, but, the thing about the Bank of North Dakota is that the bank is actually owned by the state of North Dakota, and what they do is they do the actual banking the state bank should do, to where, well, I mean, essentially, if you go ahead and move up there, if you have something, they'll go ahead and loan you money at 3% interest. And, you know, essentially what they want to do is they want to go ahead and pay people to go ahead and move there. There are a bunch of towns before this shale oil thing came up to where there was 80 or 90. I remember in the National Geographic seeing about these towns, which essentially had all died off because most of the old population had died off. And there's towns like Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota. And if you're looking for someplace relatively safe here, or safer, generally a West River town would probably be the best here. And what they do is they go ahead and they dam up the water here into a stock pond or a stock tank, as we called it. And essentially you'd have about maybe 5 acres for a little town like Hayes, South Dakota. Or my mom lives in Midland. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it has about 200 or 300 population. But on the other hand, my brother was up there, and, you know, he said there were thieving wiggers who were taking advantage and stealing from my mom. And I said, shoot, you got wiggers up there just like you got wiggers down here.
I know, but there's okay.
There's just a damn sight fewer of them.
You have wiggers everywhere. Okay, up there, there's the density, population density is a lot smaller.
That's so, right.
Okay, so if there's fewer people, that's fewer wiggers you have to deal with. And if you're self-sufficient and only have to go into town a couple times a month, then that means you can go a couple times a month without having to see any wiggers. And for me, that'd be paradise.
Yeah, and there's nothing to prevent you from, putting on your roof a bunch of tanks, for water, to water your garden, water yourself, in fact, or anything like that. There's nothing to prevent you from doing something like that here. And since you have a big old dam there, electricity used to be, 2 cents a kilowatt hour, and now it's up to 4 or 6 cents a kilowatt hour. So you can go ahead and have electricity probably about as cheap as anywhere in the United States, because you have this big old Waukee Dam with all these hydroelectric turbines from, from the Missouri River. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've been sometimes thinking about maybe founding my own town or something like that, and like old Blow Grits did, but I'm not sure if I'd want to do that. But, it wouldn't be that difficult to go ahead, essentially, and, move into or fix up some, place in Nebraska, western Nebraska or South Dakota or North Dakota, and essentially go ahead and turn these people into some sort of farmers or some sorts of old ranchers after a fashion, and pretty well live a quiet life here. I've told John Britton that if he wants to go ahead and keep his daughters out of trouble, a town in West River, South Dakota would be the best because essentially nobody can get, there's no place to get in trouble at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? Okay, when I used to talk to Newman Britton, he was still living there.
Yeah.
He was in San Diego. And a long time ago when he was in San Diego, it was pretty nice. But by the time I knew him, San Diego was a diversified shithole with a bunch of Latinos. And I told him, I said, look, I asked him how come he hadn't left San Diego a long time ago.
Well, he had left San Diego. They're originally in Riverside and Lancaster, California, and then they moved up to Idaho. Southern Idaho, but Idaho. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I talked to him when he was still in San Diego and I told him to get the hell out. So you're saying before he died
you must have talked to him before 1970 or so because essentially him and his brother
I misunderstood him, okay? Because when I When I called him, I thought he said he was still in San Diego, so I must have misunderstood him because it was
well. Oh, they were all over the place. They were in Minnesota, and they were in Missouri, and they were in Oklahoma, and then they were in California, then they went back up to Idaho.
Okay, hold on. He was in California. Okay, he might have been in California.
Well, in the 60s, they were in California. In the early 70s, along with Butler.
What about the late 90s? Where was he at the late 90s?
Oh, they were up in Idaho.
Okay, well, I thought, because I told him California was a shithole.
Well, California was a shithole then. Now it's an even bigger shithole. $16 billion, essentially structural debt. Structural debt, which cannot be changed. Right? Is it going to be changed?
I mean, basically, everybody that I've ever known that lived in California, I mean, you know, I told them it was a shithole, and they tried to justify staying there, you know, for their job or for because that's where they grew up or whatever. But, you know, I mean, I live in a bad enough place where I'm at, but you couldn't pay me to move to a shithole like California.
Well, that's why if you live in a shithole like California or Arizona or, you know, increasingly Nuevo Mexico or Texas or all these other places, you know, New Jersey, I mean, why not move to the Northwest or something like that here? I sort of halfway agree with some of what Carol Covington says. I don't agree with everything. But on the other hand, of all the places to go ahead and move to, probably the Northwest is a good or better place than most. You understand what I mean? But I'm 54 years old. I'm not in a hurry to go ahead and move anywhere. I've ended up buying all this Granby crap house real estate. You know what I mean?
Speaking of the Northwest, I met a girl she just moved here a few years ago from Seattle, okay? Mm-hmm. And she grew up in Denver and then moved to Seattle. Now she's in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And she's half German, half Irish. Really good genetics. Blonde hair, blue-eyed. Really good genetics.
Are you going to get a DNA test before you marry her?
No. Look, I'm friends. We're not dating her. I mean, I just met her talking. I was going to try to teach her her identity, and I gave her a book to read, and I was just talking about economy and politics and just basic stuff. And I either talked her ear off and she was interested, or I scared the shit out of her because basically, you know, she's a nice lady, and she's not.
Divorced what?
She's not
divorced, quit. Never married what?
Huh?
Divorced, never married what?
I don't think she's ever been married, but the thing is, she just sat and listened to me. Me trying to educate her, and I told her about some things that I believed in. And also, when we were at the coffee shop talking, the lady that sold us coffee, I said, "You look really familiar." Well, I pushed her, and the lady that sold us coffee was 2 years younger than me. She went to the same high school, but then she dropped out or something. But she went to my high school, and so that's why she looked so familiar. But anyway, I mean, it's just everywhere I see wiggers, I mean, it's just like they're programmed to go with the system, okay? And, you know, basically, I went to the movie theater today, and I was watching a movie for about 10 minutes, and I had to leave. I said, this is total crap.
What was the movie?
The movie was Avengers. Avengers, and this is the first 20 minutes of the movie. Guess who they're bashing? Okay, Captain America and all these other people, they start fighting the bad guys, and they compared the bad guys to Hitler and Nazi Germany. And I said, this movie's bad enough. It was shit before that. And
well, how much did you pay? How much did you pay to watch that shit? How much did you pay to watch that shit?
It was $7 for the damn movie.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it was worth fit to walk out. I'm not, look, I'm house sitting for my mom right now, and I don't own a TV. I go to my mom's, and I turn on the Hitler channel, I mean the History Channel, the Military Channel, and guess who they're bashing? They're bashing Hitler.
Well, that's why Tim Floyd, he called the Hitler Channel. All Hitler all the time gets his ass whipped by Jews. And
I'm sick and tired. And then they were advertising on the commercials, okay, on the Hitler Channel, on the commercials after the documentary that was bashing Hitler, the commercials were advertising for the Tuskegee Airmen where they killed all the German Luftwaffe. I am sick and tired of the damn, and all the winners eat this shit up. All the winners, everyone I know, they were the Jews, they hate Germany, they hate the Nazis, they hate Hitler, and I'm sick of it, Martin.
Well, I mean, they're pretty revealing that the Tuskegee Airmen horseshit that they came up with World War II, and the rest of it is just mainly nothing but a lie here. You know, one of the Tuskegee Airmen was old mayor, who became the first Detroit black nigger mayor, Coleman Young. And from what I gather, he wasn't much of a flyer, but he was one hell of a thieving nigger. He pretty well screwed up, you know, helped screw up Detroit. But I don't know. I just, you know, I've got to the point where I got this Kindle Fire, and what I'll do is that every so often I'll go ahead and look at an old movie or something like that. But what I've been mainly doing with my Kindle is I've been, well, downloading free books and reading them, and I've been reading the stuff from the Missouri Library. I've been going ahead and checking it out is what I've been doing. So, you know, pretty well I've been pretty well reading quite a bit of books, but sometimes I'll go ahead and I'll look at movies from, you know, before 1960, and then before 1960 to 1969, then I'll go ahead and look at a number of them here. And I don't see myself really looking at too many of the movies and the stuff within the last 20 or 30 years. And that's not really an accident. But, you can go ahead and get streaming video. It's just that usually I haven't been bothered. I've been reading more books now on my Kindle than what I've been looking at movies or something like that.
Look, I don't ever go to the movie theater, okay? Basically, this girl contacted me, okay, and it was from a response from a long ago, and I figured, well, you know what, she seemed like a nice white lady. I'm going to try to teach her 2C blonde identity, okay? Now, we had to have an excuse. I didn't want to go for a big expensive dinner. I wanted to go see The Hunger Games, which is kind of shows a lot of white European culture, but she had already seen that, okay, with Jennifer Lawrence and all that.
Yeah.
I didn't know The Avengers was going to be about bashing Hitler and the white race.
Well, I assume, you know, I've heard a lot of people talk about it here. I've been reading The Hunger Games, and actually The Hunger Games is about a corrupt, evil empire, which has pretty well conquered the rest of these provinces.
Better than The Avengers, though, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably the way you make it sound, probably anything would have been better than the Avengers, with the exception of, you know, I remember when I was locked up in the nut house, you get two movies, and one of them had to be a nigger flick.
Yeah.
And pretty well, I remember sitting at the nut house and essentially watching this thing called, you know, Get Rich or Die Trying.
50 Cent.
You know, about 50 Cent or something like that. It was about this nigger who essentially lived in California, and he was a good nigger. He was sort of like a nice little Trayvon nigger. And what he does, he goes ahead and gets in nigger trouble. And eventually what happens is that the nigger ends up getting, well, he died trying to get rich here, or, you know, for some crack or money or something here. Anyway, it was a thoroughly depressing movie unless, well, you like seeing niggers kill one another. So it wasn't altogether as depressing, but somewhat depressing. And I said, you know, I went ahead and talked to one of the, you know, to this real quiet nigger that I had a little bit of respect for, you know, named Marquis. And I said, is it that bad? He said, no, it's worse. I said, oh, okay. He was one of the few niggers that didn't believe the shit that they had against me here. I hope that nigger got off from whatever the hell he was there here. You know, oh, by the way, I was listening to some Hal Turner shows from 2001 and 2002 and 2005. And around July of 2005, Brian Rio is calling in all the time and giving Hal Turner money. And, you know, they were talking about the Logan Hunter show. So you were on the Hal Turner show, weren't you?
Yeah, I was on the Hal Turner Network.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break here of about, oh, 2 or 3 minutes. Well, really about 1 minute here. Logan, let me go ahead and take a break here because we're yakking for 30 minutes. Let's take a break real quick, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Martin. Am I going to hang up and call back or just hold on?
No, hold on.
Yeah, I was on Hal Turner.
Hold on. Okay, we're back. I went ahead and saved on my MP3 player thingy. That's why I usually record most of the show here. And since I was listening to Hal Turner from 2001... 2002, and then 2005. Folks, I've sort of caught up with a lot of the recent shows. I was putting on the latest show, stringing it together, haven't got it all together just yet here, of Thursday, with Scipio going ahead and calling in. But essentially, I was going ahead and listening, and back in 2005, by July, here comes little sword mamzer, Brian Rio, talking about nigger crime and nigger this and how badass he is and how much money he gave Hal Turner or what have you. And I was hearing that logo, you know, was that Hal Turner was advertising the Uri Geller show and, the Logan Hunter show. So essentially, Logan here was on the Hal Turner Network here, and I, you know, you didn't know Hal Turner was a lying, worthless piece of shit, did you?
No, basically, Hal Turner, when me and John Leonard were on there, I got too hardcore on the Bible for Hal Turner, and he basically said that he, you know, he tried to say I wouldn't get good ratings or some kind of bullshit, but basically he didn't want me to be on anymore. But then, like, it was a few months later, and he got busted and shut down, so... But pretty much, it was kind of blessing in disguise because I didn't know that he was an FBI informant back then. I kind of thought he was a legitimate white racialist.
Well, I was listening to Hal Turner. I'd go ahead and listen to Hal Turner, and I mean, you'd have some crazy shit like, here it is on a Friday. He says that, oh, you know, he needs. $4,000. He need a whole bunch of money. Yeah, I think about $3,500 a month here to go ahead and do all this shit here. He needed all this money, and oh, by the way, during the previous, 26 days, he has only gotten $300. And if he doesn't get an ungodly amount, you know, about, you know, $3,000 by Monday, the Hal Turner show will be gone. And then what happens is that I go ahead and I click the next show here, you know, listening, before I knew Hal Turner was a rat. But here he is, you know, say a single dang thing about how he needed $3,200 and how somehow he got $3,200 over the weekend when he hadn't gotten more than $300 during the previous 20-some days. And I'm saying, is this guy for real, or are his listeners such a bunch of idiots that they're not able to make the connection that this character is lying to them? And a lot of times, Hal Turner would go ahead, he put up this thing about Trader Glenn Miller, essentially being led on by this homosexual Jew named Sasha Cohen Boren or something like that here, you know, for his last picture. And he put that thing up, and then he pulled it down. And what he would do, Al Turner would go ahead and put on links on his program, and essentially be gone. If you didn't record them, they'd be gone in 10 minutes or so. They'd just be gone. You wouldn't see them no more. And I got the feeling old Hal Turner was altogether unreliable. Well, here's this Jay Faber, and this Jay Faber is trying to get me on the Hal Turner show. Contrary to what Visser said, he said, you need to buy an MP3 player. You need to go ahead and say something here so I can go ahead and get you on the Hal Turner show. And I said, well, I don't know if I want to be on the Hal Turner show. I mean, usually I'm far better of a writer than I am a speaker. I don't know if I want to do that. Well, anyway, what happens is that this Jew judge went ahead and dismissed my Obongo lawsuit. And here's Jeremy Visser and here's Sci-Fi Faber. They're going ahead, essentially plotting, you know, to go ahead and send to Eli James, supposedly kicking me out of my own church here. And essentially, old Jay Faber, he just up and up bans me from his own forum. And I went, what the hell's going on? And none of these characters had any honesty. None of these people had any integrity. None of these people seemed to know what the hell they were about. They just go ahead, play all sorts of little games. They didn't care for their own people, their own people's posts. I mean, essentially, they'd act like a bunch of Jews or Whiggers or Mamsers or Tards. And I mean, I sort of got tired of that crap. And then a month later in July, it comes out that Hal Turner, according to his lawyer, has been informing on people. And then in August, it turns out he's not only been informing on people, he's been an actual somebody who's trying to go ahead and get people in trouble as an agent provocateur. And then old Visser turns on old Sci-Fi Faber, and then Sci-Fi Faber says, no, Visser was in on it too. So I don't know. You have people like Mona Montgomery. She worships Hal Turner. I know Frankenwigger still likes Hal Turner. But I don't know. I mean, I'll admit that Hal Turner had a way with words. Hal Turner was hilarious. Hal Turner was entertaining. But Hal Turner was a lying piece of shit, too.
He was not a Bible teacher, even though he hung out with two seed-lying people. He was a Catholic at heart. He still went to the he still claimed to be a Catholic. And every time I used to talk about the Catholic Church, pretty hardcore two seed line identity. That's basically why I got off, because he said, Shane, you're pissing off all these white people in the Bible and don't believe in Yahweh. I said, no,
Logan. You just got all Darth Vader on us.
Okay. Did you hear anything I said?
Well, pretty well about how Hal Turner was a Catholic. I think Hal Turner is married to an Italian woman. I think Jay Faber was married to an Italian woman. I heard that Jay Faber and Hal Turner's wife were sisters or something like that.
I used to talk to his wife on the phone, and she sounded like a New Jersey Jew, Italian Jew. And Hal Turner, I don't know if he could blush or not. But anyway, he claimed to be a Catholic. And every time I would bash the Catholic Church on my radio show, and I would bash the pagan churches, and I would teach Yahweh and the laws and racial segregation, and I would teach the hardcore two seed line message. He came down on me, and that's why he shut me down. He said, Shane, you're pissing off all these white people that don't believe in Yahweh and don't believe in the Bible. I said, hell, I'm not here to please them. I'm here to please Yahweh.
How much did you pay to be on the Hal Turner show anyway?
I think it was $10 an hour.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I sort of think, you know, see, that's why I end up having your show. That's why I had your show. That's why I had Keith's show, or encouraged Keith to have a show. I still encourage Keith to have a show. It's just that I really don't want to go ahead and well, just be told that I'm going to hell because I don't believe in an ever-burning hell. But, you know, pretty well, I don't, you know, you end up having a lot of these internet shows, and what they do is they, you know, they scream about Jews, 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 even while they're having Jews, 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 run them or operate them or contribute to them or what have you. And what I like about at least TalksJew is that, well, I can go ahead and have this show for free, and I can allow people to anonymously participate in this show as well. And I put up with a lot of silliness, you know, and what do you expect for free? But no, I was just sort of curious as to what, you know, how much you went ahead and, you know, so what were you going ahead and how many hours a month did you have on Hal Turner?
Well, okay, 250 a week, so that's at least 1,000 a month.
Good Lord! You didn't know that the FBI was giving him $100,000 a month.
I didn't know all that. I really believed in sob stories. I really believed he was trying to save the white race.
Well, it seems to me like he was trying to go ahead. I mean, when you go ahead, you hear on a Friday that essentially he's been getting $300 total the previous month, and if he doesn't get 3,200 or something like that here, you know, in the next day and a half, he's going to go, you know, next 2 days, over the weekend, he's going to go, you know, and I think, well, they'll deliver mail over Sunday. He's going to go ahead and close down, the Hal Turner show. And then the next day, here he is yakking like he was, you know, like he didn't remember a single thing he said Friday. I said, this is one lying piece of shit, this Hal Turner character is. You can't rely on him. You can't trust on him. You know what I mean? So, in any case, I was sort of impressed with Hal Turner's showman-like abilities, but to me, it seems to me that what's more important is truth, not whether or not you can go ahead and lie real good or where you can lie real slick or you can go ahead and fool wiggers or something like that here. There's no shortage of idiot wiggers who, want to be fooled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I was just sort of curious about Hal Turner. So, anyway, you went with, you know, as far as dating advice is concerned here,
Basically, Lynn's and everybody's saying I shouldn't have spent $7 for the movie.
Well, you already spent it. I ain't going to get back.
Let me tell you something. This lady I met is a nice white lady. She's never heard of Denti before. She's better than your average wigger, okay? She's a very clean cut, okay? She's like the top of the upper crust of the wiggers. Okay, and I'm being a gentleman, and I'm trying to teach her the I'm trying to fish, and I'm trying to say the economy's going to hell, and basically all the churches are phony, and all the politicians are phony. I don't come out and say that Jews are Satan's kid. I don't even get that far. She listens to everything, and because we left the movie, as soon as they started bashing him with the Nazis, she would have sat there for the whole movie, but I could tell she thought it was a stupid movie, too. I said, look, I'm sorry. I shouldn't let you pick the movie out. I said, let's get out of here. I can't stand any more minute of this. So we go to the coffee house, okay, and I get $1.50, decaf or whatever. She gets like a mocha or something. And that's when I'm talking. And, you know, she likes to read and everything, so I figure she's halfway. I give her a book I've already read, okay, about MK Ultra, sex slavery, so maybe she'll wake up to the truth. But, you know, I tried to plant some seeds, Martin, and Liz and everybody bashed me, saying, what am I supposed to do? Go to work at home. I approve of my family. Am I not supposed to talk to white people in this town? I'm not supposed to let anybody in?
No. I mean,
I'm to the damn point. I wish I could move to upstate Maine or upstate Alaska or upstate New York and then live in a damn a log cabin and never talk to anybody. Because you know what? I'm fed up with the fucking Wiggers. Until the Civil War, until the Civil War starts, and that's all I'm hearing on the internet is that the government is buying all the hollow point 40 caliber pistol rounds, and they're getting ready to store, all these Russian troops, and then Fukushima nuclear radiation is going to kill off most of the people in the northern hemisphere and everything, but the government is prepared for civil war the next month or two. Well, until the war starts, okay, I don't know which wiggers are going to grow a set of nuts that are going to fight any kind of truth, because the majority of wiggers that are going to get on the FEMA cab trucks and go to re-education centers, I'm done with them. I'm done with the damn wiggers, Martin.
Okay. I'm just simply making the point in that I don't, Roxy doesn't believe in Christian identity. I found that very few women are really able to go ahead and understand or like or agree with Christian identity. And in that, for every woman who essentially understands it, you'll end up having four or five who are an absolute menace with what little bit of it they understand. And as someone who was raised in the Worldwide Church of God, me and Pastor Britton see the same thing. We see these people who first go ahead and they first know the truth and they try to convert their brothers or their sisters or their daddy or their mommy or their boss or their wife or what have you. And essentially, it doesn't usually end up well here. Now, way back in the late 60s or early 70s here, essentially if my dad went ahead and went to the Worldwide Church of God and then told my mom that she was not going to go ahead and buy any more bacon and fry it up no more, and we weren't going to eat pork no more, and she's going to go ahead and go up to church with us here. She's going to keep her mouth shut here. Essentially my mom would, have to go along with it. But nowadays women don't have to go along with anything. They can go ahead and essentially divorce your ass if you make trouble for them. So, I don't know, I'm just simply advising you that generally what you want, if you want to go ahead and have a woman, you want to go ahead and have a family, your best bet is to make her loyal to you and then work on the Christian identity aspect later on.
You know what? Hey, I like being friends first. If she wants to be my friend, fine, okay? I don't think she's one of these women that wants to screw around. I'm not going to have any more premarital sex, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to be a whore monger like I was in college because I didn't know better. And then I end up marrying a 5% Negro leopard Asian, and I'm pretty sure has serpent seed in her, okay? And, I told her no sex until we get married. She agreed to that, then I find out she's a damn Mongol. But basically, okay, I'm trying to fish people out. I'm trying to also educate people about Yahweh and the Tennessee Live message. Now, everybody thinks that I should just be your typical wigger white male and just run with as many women and screw as many whores as I can. I shouldn't talk about Yahweh. I shouldn't talk about Tennessee Live. I shouldn't talk about Jews. I shouldn't talk about racial purity. I mean, that's what they're saying in the chat room, all these tards. But
I understand, and they're in their own way wrong in that you need to go ahead before it proceeds to figure out whether or not what you believe is going to be a deal breaker. You understand what I mean?
Hey, look, she did agree with me. Okay, I said I'm sorry. I think this movie's stupid, but if you want to stay. So she hated the movie too. So at least we agree on that. I picked a bad movie, and I said, I'm sorry, this is really for little kids. It's stupid. And so she hated the movie too, and she likes coffee houses, and that's where we went. We were going to go to a bookstore, but we couldn't find it. So we went to a coffee house to chat. And basically, and she contacted me, okay?
Well, good. So is she about your age? She's still able to have kids?
I'll tell you what. I dated a lady one time that was 5'11", because most of the women I dated have been real short. This lady, 6'2". Now, most women that are 6'2" are butches and are ugly. This lady, she had Germanic and Irish bloodlines, but she was really classy, okay? She wore glasses and everything, but she, I mean, she's just a nice lady, okay? I'm trying to teach her the truth. If she wants to be friends and everything, fine. And she says, hey, I think you're too conservative, and, you know, you don't want to drink anymore because she drank wine. I told her I gave up alcohol, and, you know, I told her I was trying. That she does work out, you know. But you know, but basically, you know what? I'm to the point now, I wish the fucking Civil War would start tomorrow. I wish it would, because until, you know what? I'm ready for me and Yahweh to kill Satan and his kids. I hate Satan's ass so bad. I don't give a shit. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of death. Okay, because this shit, I mean, look, just like Hitler and Goebbels' wife, and you know, and all their six kids, okay, I'd rather be saved. Okay, y'all said there's going to be a new heaven and new earth. Satan has made everything so damn evil, Martin, and until he's destroyed, there will never be good on this earth, okay? Never.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're talking to a man, I mean, a lot of these people in the chat room. You know, if they ended up having new pussy, they probably wouldn't be on this chat room at all. Usually the people go in on forums and the rest here are people who are not, who do not have any, well, they're just WP, or they're without pussy here. And what happens, they're sort of hoping to become PW or pussy whooped or something like that. And what happens, Logan, is that you're trying to go ahead, you know, essentially you're not after a woman for just what you can go ahead and get out of her. And that is a smart thing to do here. You've got to go ahead and know who you are with and know whether or not she will.
I mean, I screwed up last time, and I married a heavyset girl that I thought was just a chunky white girl, and she was a damn mongrel. I will guarantee you, this lady I talked to today, okay, she looks as white she was good genetic, okay?
Okay, very well, good. And maybe she's looking, to settle down herself here. What, did she used to be divorced or never married?
Never been married. She's moved around a lot. She's an accountant. She crunches numbers. She's got an education, and she likes to travel. She likes to read. She doesn't watch a lot of crap TV. Mm-hmm. She likes to drink wine with her meal. I told her I don't drink anymore. Basically, I didn't get a lot off the her profile and off the emails she sent me. I didn't get a lot about, but I'm.
But you did meet her. You did meet her in person. You like what you see, right?
Yeah, she seemed like a very classy lady. Let me tell you something. Even among the Wiggers, there's very few that have promise. Okay.
That's true.
Most of the Wiggers have nose rings and rings. And belly rings, and they got tattoos, and they're nothing but white
trash. Well, when you're able to see the clit ring, that's a bad sign as far as looking for a wife and a mother. It's a good sign if you're looking for a whore. You know what I mean?
Rings. Now they pierce everything. The men and women pierce every damn part of their body, and they got tattoos off. This lady.
Well,
you know,
people of my generation, we used to say that, you know, if you had an earring, if you were a man of my generation, you were either a pirate or a faggot, and I don't see no parrot on your shoulder. You know what I mean? So that was pretty well.
It used to be all the men that had earrings were homosexual.
Well, that's what I said. You're either, if you were someone my age and you had an earring, you know, if you're a man and had an earring, I mean. You know, no big deal about women having earrings. But if your man had an earring, well, you're either a pirate or a faggot. And guess what? I don't see no parrot. So guess what that means, y'all? You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying. I mean, I agree.
I mean, it's sort of it's still jarring. It's still jarring to see, you know, even the younger degeneration wearing an earring. I mean, if they're men. I mean, you know, women. No big deal, you know what I mean? But, they can have earrings, you know. But, hell, you have them here with, with you know, piercings or something in their tongue here, and a lot of beaners, they go in for that here for some reason here, just like these Mayans used to do. They used to puncture the penis and do all sorts of stupid shit. And you go ahead.
Those beaners are gross as hell. They do all kind of nasty stuff.
Yeah,
a lot of white women that date and marry all those Mexican women, and I don't know what they see in them. I don't think they're attractive. I mean, basically, they don't look. I mean, I heard this one guy, well, they kind of look white. They're whiter than niggers. I mean, they don't look to me.
Okay. Well, why don't you marry a Jew, for that matter? Why don't you marry a Caicus here, you know? You idiot.
If they're a big old hook-nosed witch, you know, that's got a lot of money. At least she's got a lot of money, you know. Marry for her money, you know, because, you know, basically sell out. Sell out like Judah and sell out like King Solomon. And they both married serpent seed and sell out like sold as Esau, okay? That's what wicker men do, okay? That's what the wicker race does. They sell out. And you know what? I'll tell you what, Martin. I mean, there's very few wiggers that I even want to chat with and try to educate, because most of the wiggers I can look at and I can tell ahead of time if they deserve more than a couple of sentences, because I mean they're going to attack just any little thing that's truth or racial, and I mean they're gone. I mean most of the wiggers are totally gone.
Well, I don't know. I mean.
Look, okay, how the hell could wiggers go in to a Stormfront meeting and beat the shit out of the Stormfront people? I mean, what kind of wigger would do that?
Well, these were ARA wiggers, you know what I mean? It looks like we end up having Nimbuster Tards here. We have a Tard, troll attack here, you know. But, no, you have these people, and they act according to their nature. You know, this one character is probably sent us some smutty pictures about our dream mystery date here. You know, I remember, you know, it was probably before you were born, but I remember this thing for mystery date, you know, is, you know, and essentially you would go ahead and have, you know, is he real, really good, or is he a yutz or whatever the hell it was here. He looked like, you know, and essentially it used to be that the cute mystery date, you know, I guess it was for little girls or something like that. I remember, though, it used to advertise it on the TV about get your mystery date or something like that. This was way back in the 60s here. You know, does he look like this? And essentially what it was a clean cut, you know, young white guy in a, well, essentially wasn't in a business suit, but he was in a sports jacket with a necktie. You know, clean cut, you know, look like he bathed. Or essentially, you'd end up having somebody who looked like, oh, a Jew that had gone ahead and slept in the back seat of his VW or something like that here. Some, you know, some other character here. And nowadays, it seems like women want to go ahead and, oh, they don't like the clean cut guy. They think he's just a wuss or a wimp or something like that. They want to go ahead and have a nigger or a beaner or what have you. You know what I mean?
I totally agree. The white race is so contrary to anything that's pure and holy and racial and good that, I mean, basically, you know, I might have, this lady was 42. She was my age. I thought she was non-denominational. She's Catholic, so maybe when I start talking about me being non-denominational, I may have pissed her off. You know what? I don't care. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say the churches are good, okay? I was nice to this lady. I told her nothing but the truth. So if she's pissed off at me, you know, I gave her a buck.
Well, she might be 42, and she may be looking to settle down, and, hey, maybe... You know, maybe you can go ahead and come to an accommodation. I remember when I was in Nut House, and, you know, here was this little, she was not a bad-looking little mantress. She was pretty smart. But essentially, she was a social worker and all this other sort of happy horse shit. And I told her that women and Christian, you know, women usually do not belong in Christian identity. Essentially, it was up to me, you know, and I ended up having a bunch of daughters like John Britton would do. I'd do exactly what he does. I'd raise them up to be good little Mormons, and then go ahead and once they're married, you know, once they're married and they're obedient and they've had a couple children, I go ahead and take the more promising ones and essentially teach them a little bit about Christian identity here. But usually women and Christian identity, women are not really fit for Christian identity. For every pilgrim, you'll end up having a pure silly or a Clint Downey or some other heifer who, Maggie Bellbitch, but you'll end up having some heifer that essentially will go ahead and use Christian identity to do whatever the hell she wants to, like Debbie Downey does. And,
hey, let me ask you something, okay? I know that April Gady's not your favorite person, but on one of the sites, or maybe one or two of them, they're saying that April Gady is a CIA agent or informant.
Well, Carl Garst thinks that she's an informant. I just think she's just an attention whore and a whore. You know what I mean? From what I gather, she used to run through the National Alliance talent that would screw her, including Wiggerswill. And she went ahead and from what I gather, she's a whore. And she's an attention whore and a whore whore.
You don't think she's a Zogbot informant?
Well, Carl Garst thinks she's a Zogbot and an informant, but, you know, Carl thinks not everybody is, you know, including Edgar Steele. So I got to go ahead. But on the other hand, Corn Cob and, April's a real bitch. She was going ahead and being, one of Covington's allies. And then she turned on him last April or so. And the reason she turned on him last April is that up around Calistel, I think Covington had a lot more people than she did. So that's why she turned on him. And essentially, last fall, she and Hatting the Meerkat and Wiggerswill had me booted off the sperm front, one of my sock puppets. And, she's just a tard. She's not somebody to trust. I don't think she is a Zogbot. I think that April Gady cares for nobody other than herself and her own pussy. That's all, I don't think she's an actual, some of the stuff she'll do isn't right, and some of the stuff she'll do is very, very wrong. She will go ahead and betray people. I've heard that her and her tars will cause trouble for this Axe and Sally chick over, that Covington got. But I don't know. I don't have a high opinion of April Gady. I really don't. And the reason I don't have a high opinion of April Gady is that April Gady essentially is an attention whore and a whore whore. That's why. I don't think she's actually a Zogbot because, she's too much of a stupid whore to be a Zogbot, in my opinion. Okay? But then again,
I'm just telling you what I heard about her. I'm not saying she is, okay?
So anyway, I don't have a high opinion of April Gady, and she doesn't like me. I've made a parody song about April Gady that she didn't like here. Look at me, I'm April Gady, horny as a skank can be. I'll swallow your cock if you're an Aryan rock. Sure enough, I'm April Gady. Now I make fun of Wiggerswill. And then pretty well where old Covington, he's sort of on the outs of April. Then at the very end, old Carl doesn't want her either here. You know what I mean? So so old Carl Garst, I think old Carl, he doesn't like or trust April Gady and Corn Cob and Edgar Steele or the rest here. And, that's his opinion. But on the other hand, I tend to agree with him, in as regards Corn Cob and April Gady here. And essentially, it doesn't really matter what he thinks of, Edgar Steele, because Edgar, he didn't have anything to do with, putting Edgar in jail. He just didn't trust Edgar Steele. So essentially, he didn't cause trouble for Eddie Lucille, unlike Hadding and the rest, you know, Jim Giles and the rest. So, you know, essentially, that's his opinion, and he's welcome to it here. But I tend to agree with his opinion regarding April Gaty and Corncob. Okay?
Yeah, I got you.
Well, it looks like we have Nimtards coming in, you know what I mean? So, anyway, let's see. How long have you been yakking here? Well, 33 minutes.
Basically, I'm not very much aware. I got to go to work tomorrow. Basically, okay, I'm trying to make white friends in the town I'm at. I'm trying to wake them up, okay? You know what? Fine. Okay, I'm not looking out here to be a whoremonger. I'm not looking out here to go party and be stupid and be a wigger. And, you know, I got to plug my phone in. It's getting weak.
Well, that's the way. That is the way to do it. What you do is you go.
Okay, if I tell them the truth and they don't want to listen, I'm just going to move on. And you know, I'm to the point now, I don't need friends. I got Yahweh. I got the Holy Spirit. Okay, I know a few people here and there I call long distance. Okay. I mean, basically, if the Civil War starts tomorrow, if I get murdered, I mean, I know, okay, basically, everybody at work knows what I believe, and they hate my guts because they go to the churches, and they're race-mixing wiggers, and they're cowards, okay? So, basically, I don't give a shit. I mean, the reason I stayed here, okay, I was going to move up to East Tennessee, and I found some property, and all the wiggers up there were all talk. They didn't want to go in with me. We're $200 or $300 an acre, the best farmland in the whole state of Tennessee, the best farmland. I found a good deal, real remote. It had all kind of natural springs and deep lakes on it.
Hello? Okay, so you found a number of places you wanted to form a commune or something, or what?
No, I found 640 acres of the best farmland in Tennessee for like $200 an acre, okay?
Really?
Well, this was a long time ago. You can't get it now.
Oh, I bet not. No.
Hey, right after I found it, okay, I showed John Roberts, and he procrastinated, and he hawed, and he finally admitted. He said, Shane, well, we should have bought that land. You're right, because 6 months later, somebody bought it, and they subdivided it, and they made a killing. They made a fortune, and it went for 10 or 20 times the asking price, okay? So you know what, okay? I've heard all this white power talk. I've heard all this white, you know, but you join it. They say what they're going to do, and all they are is full of shit. Okay, I just talk through the chat room. I took a dump 3 times a day, okay? I don't need any X-Lax or nothing. I'm not full of shit. I'm just telling you, okay, I'm through, okay? I don't beat around the bush, okay? I don't tingle people's ears, and I can pretty much spot most of the wiggers, if they have any racial pride, if they will listen to anything true, and the majority of them, I don't even talk to anymore because they give me dirty looks, and all they are is a bunch of cowards. Okay, the men are all basically castrated, and the women are all liberal race mixers, horse whatever. I'm through. Okay, I'm trying to be nice. I try to make Hitler. Nazis were too damn nice. That was the biggest problem they had. That, and they didn't know the full 2C1 message, and they didn't know the laws were for them because they didn't know they were true Israel. Outside of that, you know what their biggest problem was? They showed mercy, and they were too nice. They showed mercy.
Okay. Well, are you going to go ahead and redo your show Friday? I've been missing you. There's a lot of people. Logan, still there? My phone went dead? Well, it's beeping now here. Well, I don't know if we still have Logan on or not here. I was hoping that, in any case, Logan, if you can go ahead and hear me. Well, it looks like I lost Logan. Anyway, pretty well, I think we pretty well covered everything here. I'm hoping that Logan will go ahead and resume his Friday night show. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take about a 2-minute break. Hail victory, folks. now he wants to wear pants. Yeah. Hello, Logan.
Yeah, okay, Martin, I'm sorry, my phone must have died. What was the last thing you heard me say?
First thing I was going ahead and saying here is that you sort of died. I was asking if you're going to come back Friday.
Oh, am I going to come back
Friday night? Yeah.
I'll think about it. I'm thinking about pulling one of your numbers and changing my screen name because I think the harassment will continue if I continue to do Logan Hunter 88 Community Call. I may want to come up with a pseudo name like you got Dick Relton or something because I'll think about it, okay? And
well, Pastor Linstead was banned from TalkSkew thanks to Eli James and Brian Rio. Now, what they're doing is that Zog really wants to know what's going on in the bowel movement, I think. And second of all, I don't go ahead and rub in their nose that I'm Pastor Linstead and doing the movement turd on the Dick Dick Show. But everybody knows what or who the Dick Dick Show is. So so essentially, I'm not really fooling anybody. I don't know. As soon as you open your mouth, Logan, everybody will know that it's Logan. And essentially, I don't think you'll be fooling anybody.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, see, basically, besides you, Frank and Wigger and Lens, and maybe Joe and Andreas, I don't like attracting tards. So if I ever change the date and time of my show to a different time, mm-hmm. maybe even under a different name, I'll tell you and Lens and Frank and Wigger, but see, I don't want to attract tards. They come in there and put interracial porn and all this other.
Well, yeah, you had them pulling this shit. Guest number 23 on down was saying we had a Nimtard attack here tonight.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna think about it, pray about it. If I have a show, I'll email you and send an email out Thursday. So let me think about it.
Okay? Well, yeah. I think you might as well go ahead and have a show. Used to be on the Hal Turner show. I don't know if it really hurt anything or helped anything. I think it was sort of like a wash. You sort of wasted a lot of money you could have gone ahead and spent on something better, though. Anyway, I'll go ahead. I'm glad you're back here, and I'm hoping you'll go ahead and do another show here
If I do have a show, and we advertise Thursday, but if I have a show Friday, I'm going to give Satan and his kids hell. I mean, I'm going to just...
You might as well rip them a whole new one.
I'll be screaming. I'll be using scripture. I'm going to post all kind of information and facts and everything in the chat room, and I'm going to give them hell because, you know what? I'm so damn pissed. The only way for me to love Yahweh is to hate Satan and his kids. And if I don't do that, if I don't do that all the time, I'm really not even happy. I mean, I get depressed. I hate living around all the wiggers. I see all the evil. There's nothing good that goes on. And unless I just build up the hate, I mean, what the hell am I living for? Okay? I mean, if all the law wiggers, okay, you can't find, I mean, they're all white country. There's no all community where they fear Yahweh and keep his laws and where it's telling us that in his true wife. What the hell? I mean, we're living in a war zone. So, oh, but shit, bring the civil war. Come on, let it start. I mean, come on. Let Yahweh come back and quit that. I mean, come on. I'm not afraid of Yahweh. So, and anyway, I'm going to take that note, Mark. I'm going to pray. I'm going to be. So, basically, thanks for
letting me
call, and hail victory.
All right. Well, hail victory, and I'm hoping you'll be back on Friday and maybe talk about how we're all going to be doomed by this Japanese nuclear Fukushima or something like that. I don't believe that we're going to all be doomed by it. I do believe the Great Tribulation will simply be, well, essentially, Wigger against Wigger, and Nigger and Beaner and Mamzer against Wigger. And essentially, it's going to be the Great Tribulation which goes ahead and saves the white race, not trying to go ahead and outbreed the Beaners or the Niggers or the Jews or take back our country, because essentially, you know, until there is an absolute collapse, nothing's going to be changed here. So anyway, I do like your show. I hope you'll be back on the EIB network, Erysipelas and Broadcasting, you know. And folks,
well, yeah, hail victory and hail Yahweh.
All right, hail victory and hail Yahweh. Good night, Logan.
Good night.
All right, bye bye. Okay. Anyway, I was glad that Logan could go ahead and call back in. Looks like my battery is about the house phone battery is about to have enough of that here. They're making a big deal about on the 22nd is the anniversary of the Joplin tornado. I'll probably play the show that I made on not on TeamSpeak, but into the MP3 player when I didn't have any electricity, and probably play some of the heartrending, "Oh Yahweh, where were you?" The moans of the beasts of the field and of the Uyghurs too in Joplin. But folks, we'll go ahead and take another break, and this time it will be for 2 or 3 minutes. Hail victory. Okay, folks, I'm back. I'm sort of looking at the, well, local news. They're making a very big deal about the May 22nd tornado here in South, well, in Joplin. And it was a rather, well, it was a rather mighty tornado. It was an F5. It was a very big tornado. And it tore through the southern part of Joplin. From around, portions of 32nd Street, all the way up to 20th Street, which is about, about 18 blocks. Sometimes it'd be as wide as 3/4 mile, at its narrowest 1/2 mile. And it killed outright about 150-some people. And then later on, more people sort of died as a result of the hurricane. And, I remember it was a rather dark, dark, dark day at 5 o'clock when it sort of rained very, very much. It was a rather dark day when it went by. And here we were, me and Roxy. It was around, a little bit after 5 o'clock. And we were looking, and here on this channel, they were saying the tornado is coming. The tornado was coming. And you got to see this here on this weather cam. You got to see this black cloud coming, and then Roxy lost. Lost the cable. Lost the channel. And then about 5 minutes later, we lost the electricity. We had electricity down for about, 3, 4, 5 days. 4 days, maybe 5 days. And, people bought out all the generators and everything, and you didn't have electricity for a number of days. And about day three, I went over to the Neosho Library. They had electricity there, but Granby was not on the, it wasn't a priority. And Joplin was one of these Anglo-Mestizo towns where you had a whole bunch of poor people who, essentially had real old houses. And you go there, and it seems to me that most of these people have been essentially moved out. And a lot of it is caused by the problems of Joplin City Council essentially telling people who did not have insurance that they had to go ahead and get rid of all the stuff here, or essentially the city would go ahead and go after their lot. It's a sort of idiot Anglo-Mestizos here who live in Granby who cannot mind their own business. And folks, when you end up having, the good thing about places like West River, South Dakota, or any place here, is that what you do, where you don't have, you still have wiggers, and wiggers are wiggers. You can't go ahead and trust them. You can't go ahead and have anything to do with them. They'll lie to you. They'll cheat you. They'll steal from you. And in some cases where they're members of your own family, betray you. The good thing is that in many cases, what you do is that if you get to a place like, West River, South Dakota, there's a damn sight fewer of them. And what you can do is just simply dig a hole in the side of a hill and pretty well live like a hobbit. I was thinking of doing that here several times here. Just simply, just go ahead and dig a hole and put the cows in it. Go ahead and then dig a hole up so that there would be, room to go ahead and breathe. And, at the very end of this hole or something like that, you go ahead and have a methane catchment place here. Cows fart like crazy here. And if you really know what you're doing, you can go ahead and live pretty cheaply through essentially putting a low footprint upon the land. And white people know how to do this. White people are a few people who can go ahead and live upon nature or improve upon nature. If you go ahead and look at Africa, essentially cities like Lagos and Mexico City and the rest are just simply hives. China, they're simply hives where millions and millions and millions of people live. And they live unlike what you would want to go ahead and live. And, folks, that's why it's not just me, it's not just Christian Day people. There are a lot of white people who are looking forward to this matter being settled once and for all in the Great Tribulation. Now, yesterday, when essentially I called up on Radio Free Nimtards or Nimbusters or what have you, when I went ahead and called, you end up having these retards claim that I was a Zog agent provocateur. Well, folks, I have a question. What am I going to Zog agent provocateur about? There's a few people who do know me personally, and I like to think that in my time that I've known them, I've tried to insist that they don't come to the attention of the police for coming down and visiting me or talking to me or having really anything at all, you know, to do with me, because, you know, in many cases, if I don't really need to know who you are, I don't really want to know who you are. You end up having these characters. You're not Christian Day Minister. You're a journalist. You're this, you're that. And I point out, I said, look, peerless good Mamzer, Jews and Mamzers and Whiggers and faggots do not get to determine dual seed line Christian identity. They simply do not. You don't get to determine whether or not Yahweh works with me or in me or with me. Now, if you're an enemy of mine, I do go ahead and try to look you up, and I try to go ahead and tell what I know about you. Last night, I went ahead and essentially came up with some old things about Liar Bill Mumps Nuts the Clue, where essentially the man's just a petty thief, and you go ahead and you look at his record on Missouri Case Net, it seems like he got suspended imposition of sentence, i.e. to snitch on tards. That's what this JT Ready was about. And I was calling into Radio Free Nimbusters or News Kai Radio. Folks, this guy's previous show, and he has some posters up from it, and he went ahead and cut it off. It used to be to where this character had a New York City, well, phone line of some sort. And now this character is pretending that he lives in Iceland, that he's an Aryan. No, dumbass, you're a Jew boy. You're a Jew boy who essentially lives in Brooklyn or someplace in New York City. And you end up calling Chris Drake, a Pearsite, and I thought he used to be a nice guy, but here he is, essentially, oh, JT Ready was wonderful. JT Ready was this. JT Ready was that. Yeah, JT Ready was a number of things, but none of it was good. Anybody able to think could have gone ahead and found out that, you know, JT Ready recruited this Jeff Harbaugh character, and then this Jeff Harbaugh character gets found with illegal weapons and explosives. He only gets 5 years instead of 30. Why is that? Answer? Well, if he goes ahead and tells why or how he got trapped, the letter will go ahead and lead to JT Ready, and essentially, they're not ready to go ahead and ditch their little Jew boy, JT Ready. When JT Ready, a hardcore unemployable, and folks, you got to wonder, where do these people get the money to go ahead and go fly all the way from Georgia or have all these, what, go ahead and look in your Gun Digest Bible for AR-15. It costs, what, $1,200 nowadays? Or at least years ago? Where does a guy who got fired from the AutoZone get the money? Go ahead and spend something here. For that matter, listen to Hal Turner shows. Where did Brian Reel, who from my gather has only worked 3 weeks his entire life for Hertz Rent-A-Car, car, doesn't have any job, where does he get the money to go ahead and give Hal Turner? Now, Logan, you can tell that Logan, for whatever reason, worked hard and sent in money, foolishly in my opinion, to Hal Turner to go ahead and talk on what I thought was an entertaining confidence man. Now, you know, I'll admit, Hal Turner could speak circles around me. You go ahead and pull all this patriotard crap here without missing a beat. And that was another reason that I don't trust these characters, because I have seen them. I have seen them in my, 19 years in the bowel movement. I have seen these characters before. And folks, it sounds good the first time, and then you go ahead and find out what manner of person is telling all these lies. You get to where, well, if I hear the same old shit, I'll think it's the same old sort of person. Folks, I'm not giving you a message of hope on this show. I'm simply telling you is that the situation, like the German General Staff World War I said, that the situation is hopeless, but not serious. And folks, it's not serious when you end up having, 7 billion Mamsers running around, essentially running around and eating the entire means of support right out. I would say Hal Turner is more like the bitch of Bergen. You know what I mean? That was another thing. I used to go ahead and listen to Hal Turner talk about how tough he is. And, he was not a little weak-looking little wimp. On the other hand, he didn't look like he was all that much of a fighter either. You know what I mean? Okay, Dernowski. Anyway, I would say it's more like anyway, here. The Beast of Bergen. Well, folks, you end up here. It looks like the Nimbuster Tards. Well, they look like they've given up here, but they're just into just spamming the crap here out of my show here. With interracial porn, and it's not particularly good. It's probably not very good interracial porn. But anyway, if I want to go ahead and release the mints here, probably what happens is, 44, 33, the rest of you tards, I'm just simply going to go ahead and just, cut you out here. You know what I mean? Okay? Anyway, so I'm going ahead and, Turnhofsky. Let's see here. I'm looking at the chat here. Artie, he went ahead and he was yapping crap about how he was a druid. No, dumbass. A druid has had learning. Artie was just a Whigger or Jew or whatever suck-off, which had an opinion. That's all he had. Now, what I've seen over my time is that people go ahead and claim that they are anti-Christian, cannot stand Christians, hate Christians, generally, they're either Jews or they're totally addlepated Whiggers who essentially believe whatever lies the Jews tell them. The Jews do not like Christianity in general, and they hate Christian identity specifically. The worst of the lot, I would say, is Alex Linder. So I got a laugh when Alex Linder, well, was dying, you know, was pretty well hurting from Jew Askades, and his good buddy, Trader Glenn Miller, only sends him $30. What does that tell you? The answer tells you that essentially I think that pretty well, old Zog has pretty well written off the NNF. Pretty well, Zog, you know, here was Hal Turner begging and begging and begging for all this money when all along he was getting $100,000 as a salary to go ahead and be an agent provocateur, and probably Zog was going ahead and paying for the expenses of Hal Turner. Folks, this show does not have any expenses at all. It runs off a TalkStew. It runs off a $40 MP3 player. It runs around. I go ahead and join it together when I join it together with a free copy of WavePad. This show is run on a Toshiba number 1 with an AMD processor I bought way back on October 23rd or 24th when I got out of jail in 2008. This show does not have any expenses at all. Not that I know of. Okay? Oh, okay. Ari said he also married a Filipino woman. Shades of Andy Anderson. Okay? So, Dolph Lundgren's height is 6'3", 5". Well, yeah, he's pretty tall, but then, yeah, I'm 6'2", so I'm not really worried. One thing that gets me is I will have a bunch of people who are 6 foot or so, 6'1", who claim to be 6'4" or so. And, you know, what happens, they're not quite my height. You know, so, okay, if you want to claim to be 6'4" or 6'5", you go right ahead. What happens is that when you're 6'7" or something like that, you're looking up at somebody, you can tell that they are pretty tall. Okay? Anyway, it looks like John Doe 201-237 is here. Folks, what I'm going to go ahead and say is that, folks, this show doesn't have any real promises for you. It can be a downer show unless you're really into cosmic justice. I'm sort of struck that there had been more than just a lot there. But there had been a bunch of people who went ahead in the town of Sodom or Gomorrah, and they had gone ahead and said, oh, I wish I did not live in this shithole. They would, you know, don't you think that Yahweh would have gone ahead and saved them? Maybe he did go ahead and save them. Maybe he went ahead and let them live, because, folks, these people of Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities of the plain, were originally under the kings of Elam. They were not Canaanites. Russ went ahead and asked the question, and I said, no, they couldn't be Canaanites, because Yahweh wasn't going to spare Canaanites, even, quote, righteous Canaanites, of which there are none. You know what I mean? Righteous Jews, I mean... Righteous and Jews does not belong in the same sense. they're like jumbo shrimp or, you know, military intelligence here. Righteous Jews does not belong. You know, two words, you know, juxtaposed against each other, do, you know, do not belong. So these people, Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities of the plain, were, of course, Aryans. They were Quakers. You think Yahweh would have cared if Jews were cornholing each other each and every night? Cornholing each other like crazy and not going ahead and giving birth to any more little Canaanites or any more little Jews? It's sort of like all these Whiggers way back in the 90s when they're all pissed off that J.J. Johnson married this Jewess named Larry, you know, named Nancy Lord, and abandoned his Whig, you know, his Whigger wife and his nigglets. And I said, why are you bitching about this? You know, why are you bitching about this crap? I mean, hey, I like when niggers marry Jews and Jews marry niggers. I really like that. It goes ahead and takes care of bad things here. Booger, you guys seen Martin's house? Answer, everybody's seen Martin's house. It's a hovel. It got 10 on it. Barn 10. I need to buy me some more here. It's only $11. It hasn't gone up here. All the other stuff's gone up here. 10 hasn't. So I need to go ahead and buy me some more 10. In any case, yeah. Well, no, they're Nimtards here. I think they're Nimtards. I think that I haven't seen any pisser possums, okay? So where was I here? No. You've had a number of apocalypses. You had it in Noah's day. Where Yahweh didn't go ahead and flood out Africa, which was full of niggers. Yahweh didn't go ahead and flood out China, which was full of chinks. Bertrand Comperé, who I think was the foremost scholar of Christian identity, said that it occurred in the Tarim Basin between 3145 to 3142 BC. In the Tarim Basin, around that time. And folks, there was a civilization in China. See, the Chinese, they go ahead and they worship the dragon. They also worship a sky god, which they called Shangti. And the first dynasty that they recorded in their history was around that time. 3,500 some years ago, the Shang Dynasty, which went ahead and fell apart, like all dynasties do. In any case, where was I here? Yeah, he's posting porn pictures here. He knows if he came on as Chat Nuker, he would be blocked here because he's banned for life here. You, John Doe, 201-237, are not blocked, banned for life, although you are kept an eye on. Okay? So, anyway, getting on with it. Folks, you've had these local apocalypses in Noah's time, in Abraham's time. You've had where Yahweh allows white nations to go ahead and rise up, be infiltrated by Jews, allows these empires to go ahead and destroy their white stock, and things fall apart. And folks, the reason we're going to have a great tribulation is that the very last white country the very last Israelite country, has allowed itself to be overrun by Jews, and they pretty well brought in niggers. They've gone ahead and brought in beaners. They've gone ahead and brought to where there are no white civilization at all. But folks, what we got to understand, is why, you know, just like every white civilization has gone ahead and rose and then destroyed, and then gone ahead and destroyed its own civilization by allowing, well, pretty well all their founding stock to be destroyed as a result of the empire. When that happens, sometimes, like in the case of the Assyrians, like in the case of, the Persians, like in the case of a number of civilizations, some other civilization comes in, rising civilization comes in and loots it and destroys it. Well, folks, there's no more white civilization around to go ahead and in turn finish us off. I'm going to be listening Tuesday night to the PBS, you know, this Neil Ferguson, the West and the Rest, about how the West is pretty well losing it, i.e. America. I'm going to go ahead and look at it. I'm going to go ahead and tape it, videotape it. My DVD player is not working very good. I'm going to go ahead and tape it and look at it. But, folks, when Zog goes ahead and falls apart because, well, just like Rome fell apart because it had no more Romans left, so too will this country fall apart. And our problem isn't the Beaners. It isn't the Niggers. It isn't even the Jews. If we could go ahead and deal with Uyghur race traitors who have gone ahead and brought us a standing army of pigs, a standing army of judges, a standing army of invaders. If we could go ahead and destroy the evil Uyghurs that go ahead and destroy our lives and allow this thing to happen, well, we could go ahead and, just like Benjamin Church in the 1600s in Massachusetts went ahead and slaughtered all the Indians, we could win. And we will win the Great Tribulation. In fact, for a lot of us, the Great Tribulation has already started. My Great Tribulation started 7 years ago, where I'm not scared of anything happening to me anymore at all. I look forward to destroying the families of policemen, of judges, of lawyers, of bankers, of Uyghurs. This Great Tribulation will be won, and it will be won by the remnant. It will be won by the white race. It will be won when Jesus Christ comes to save what little is left. So what I urge you to do, all of you to do tonight, is understand that if you're white, even if you're not white, even if you have a little bit of nigger in you, it doesn't hurt to quietly obey Yahweh's law and let the vast majority of white in you. But I cannot go ahead and give you something that you do not, that only Christ can give you. Only Christ can go ahead and give you salvation. When it says, by grace are you saved, you have to be of the proper race in order to be extended the grace. That's what gets me about Brian Real. That's what gets me about Eli James. That's what gets me about Dan Johns. That's what gets me about Finkelschini. They assume that they can go ahead and fool Christ, and they can fool Yahweh and force by their own little filthy Jew rags of righteousness it can force Yahweh to go ahead and accept them as legit. And Yahweh knows what they are. No, folks, unless you are of the proper race, you will not be extended the grace. But, on the other hand, let's say you have a little bit of red nigger or namzer or whatever in you, and that it's your white portion, which goes ahead and dictates how you behave. You can live a good life. You can go ahead and live a righteous life. Well, as long as you're not a dirty Jew, of course, you know, being the spawn of Satan. I mean, if you're the spawn of Satan, you're pretty well screwed. But no, you can live a good life and beg that Yahweh gives you the same agreement that he gave our Israelite forefathers on Mount Sinai, to where you obey the law of Yahweh. You're not guaranteed eternal life, but you are guaranteed a good life, a nice life. Folks, right now, and folks, I can maybe offer racial federalism, but essentially I really can't, because it's not going to be accepted, and it's not Yahweh's will. What Yahweh's will is that this great tribulation occur. But for those who are listening to me, I am pointing out to you that you can go ahead and save your own life by pretty well embracing the law of Yahweh. Now, it's not a universalist law. Folks, no one was promised eternal life unless they were reborn. And it was Jesus Christ who went ahead and talked about being born again. Nicodemus was an Israelite. He was not a Jew. He was not a Canaanite. Nicodemus was an Israelite, a pure birth. And Jesus Christ went to him and says, you can no ways get eternal life unless you be born again. And Nicodemus doesn't quite get it. He's a member of the Sanhedrin. He's been taught in the law of Moses. He's been taught the law of the prophets. His family was exiled to Babylon among the Benjamites and the Levites and the Judeans and the other Israelites who were living in Jerusalem or the other five cities that the Assyrians hadn't deported. Nicodemus was of pure Adamic Israelite race. And Nicodemus knew the law of Moses. He knew the law of the prophets. And he did not initially understand what Jesus Christ was bringing it. And Jesus Christ made it clear. Jesus Christ talked to him and said, you have to be born again. You have to be essentially baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then you can go ahead and earn eternal life. Was it offered? Was it offered by Christ? Except to a few, like Abraham, like Isaac, like Jacob, Israel, like Moses, David. Was it offered to that? Was it offered to anybody other than a few of his elect before Jesus Christ came down and came up with what is called the New Covenant? I hate using the word New Covenant because I usually end up having to add the word Korhor, because you'll end up having these characters say, well, that we can go ahead and sin so that grace may abound. And usually whenever the term New Covenant comes in within Christian identity, you end up having the word that add the word Korhor, because it's just a matter before you have women running around telling men what to do and have faggot weddings here. You know, I mean, the same stupid crap that's overtaken the Baptists and the Methodists and I guess even the Mormon church. You have gay Mormons. Folks, I can honestly say, so like, what's his name from Iran, you don't have any gay DSCI. You don't have any gay, you don't have any faggot, Muslims, of course, yes, you do here. But you're not supposed to. You know what I mean? and no, you don't have any, you know, faggot DFCI at all. You can't be both faggot. You can't be a number of things and be in the body of Christ. You can go ahead and turn away from the evil that you do and repent and save yourself. But you cannot go ahead and wallow like a hog, like a pig, in sin and expect to do very well. You cannot expect that you're fooling Yahweh. Throughout the Bible, I'm struck by the fact that in order to gain eternal life, not to be cast into the lake of fire. I don't believe in an ever-burning hell except for immortals. But in order to get eternal life, you have to be written affirmatively in the book of life. You have to earn something affirmative and real. Your name has to be in the book of life. Is there any book of death? No. Death occurs to us all. Every creature that is living, sooner or later, will be dead. But in order to have more, you have to be written in the book of life. And therefore, you must be under the new covenant, which went above the old law of Moses. The old covenant, you have to go ahead and attain a higher degree of righteousness. And not altogether by works, but works are important. You have to have grace. In order to get the grace, you have to have race. You have to be of the proper race. So, all these characters running around in the Bible movement are just liars and tars and fools and idiots. Because what we are going to accomplish is not going to be to where we are going to overthrow Zog Babylon. No, folks. Zog Babylon is going to go ahead and do its best to destroy the race, and it has done a very, very, very good job of it. This crap is not new. This crap has been going on since before Adam was created and Satan heard. You're going to do what? You're going to go ahead and put these creatures that are not like us, not immortal. You're going to go ahead and do what? You're going to go ahead and give them a free will? You're going to go ahead and take these critters that may or may not have evolved from monkeys. You're going to go ahead and even take the better of the lot, these Cro-Magnons. You're going to go ahead and create and form a new one, and you're going to give him a soul. You're going to do what? Well, no, you're not. This isn't fair. And so, his greatest creation at the time, the very first of the archangels, Lucifer, went ahead and rebelled against Yahweh and took some other rebel immortal spirits with him. And ever since, Satan has been lying to now Yahweh's acme of creation. After creation is over, Adam and the creature that Adam created out of his rib, i.e. Eve. And they have been going ahead and lying to Eve to where she thought that she had gotten a man from the Lord. Well, no, she got a man from a different Lord. Cain, the older twin, not identical twin, but fraternal twin. And folks, we are lesser creatures because of Eve's sin. We are lesser creatures because Adam allowed this sin. We are lesser creatures because of who our parents were. And now in so many cases here, I'm not talking just about race mixing. I'm talking about pure-blooded Uyghurs, to where a pure-blooded Uyghur kid in many ways is a lesser being than his father, and his father is a lesser being than his grandfather and a lesser being than his great-grandfather. Folks, I used to go ahead and talk to people of the old school. And folks, most of them had far better understanding, far better reading. In many cases, I go ahead and I read something, like the Federalist Papers or the law books or the cases from 100 years ago, and it's like talking to somebody totally different here, a far better time, a far more glorious time where people were better in every way. And then I go ahead and look and see what I have to work with, what Yahweh has to work with. And folks, if you make it, you will be of the last who will be first, because you had so much to overcome and so little ability, natural and genetic, to do it with here. So that if you go ahead and you make it here, well, you are someone who did an awful lot with very, very little. We are in a declining age. And during the last year or so, I have seen... How's it feel, Troll Now, Mark? All right, well, you go ahead, you old 53, and troll the crap out of me, all right? 53 is trolling me here for Jew boys and mamsers and faggots, okay? Anyway, let's see how long I've been yakking. I've been yakking for 42 minutes, folks. I'm not sure if I'm going to have another segment or not. I've gotten to the point where I don't believe in doing a show which lasts for 3 or 4 or 5 hours anymore. And the reason I don't do that is that, well, you know, there are so many shows, and I do not go ahead and, you know, you can go ahead and listen to shows 2 years ago, and I'm not saying anything I didn't say 2 years ago at all. At all. In many cases, what I need to do is I need to go ahead and codify and edit what has been said before and put it in, say, an e-book or a Kindle or a PDF file, to where something like the AIT course here. It's a wonderful course, but in many cases, it's sort of like putting a needle in a cesspool by mamsers injecting themselves and pretending that because now they know a little superficial bit of Christian identity, that they're dual seedline Christian identity ministers and pastors, but actually they're just ravening Jew boys and mamsers. There needs to be essentially, you know, perhaps an upgrade where essentially nothing new is brought up, but it's simplified and put into one place inexpensively so that anyone of our race can go ahead and a seed can go ahead and grow on their heart. This show, like always, has been about what is going on in the movement recently. And like Harold Covington went ahead and said, Now, by the way, Hill came up with a little podcast about eggs with Sally Short or something like that. I didn't have a chance to listen to it because it just came on tonight. But the thing to go ahead, besides nothing, you know, me, I'm not scared of talking to the characters in silk suits. Now, when I end up having these cocksuckers come over, they weren't wearing silk suits. They're just wearing regular sports coats, and they're lying bastards. You know, and they got real nice, you know, black SUVs or something like that. But essentially, I don't see anybody in a silk suit here. But, you know, generally, don't have anything to say to them. I mean, look, you worthless bastards. You can go ahead and read on my webpage. You can go ahead and listen to the show and find out I have nothing but contempt and hatred for you as working for Satan. And a lot of these people come in, oh, good Lord, he's a nut. He's a nutcase. Thank God he don't go ahead and go out very much. And, you know, to be honest with you, I only put about 1,000 miles a year on the GO. And usually I don't get any further than, Joplin. I might go ahead and occasionally if I'm filing a lawsuit, I'll go to Springfield. I'm not in a big hurry to file a lawsuit. I may end up having to file a lawsuit. But essentially, I'll just go through the motions of just going ahead and mailing the stuff off and working on the webpage. I'm not really scared of Zog anymore. Let whatever is going to happen, happen here. And it's going to be horrible. It's going to be bad. A lot of you are going to go ahead and see your kids killed. Murdered. That's one thing that in Carol Coates' book, essentially what you end up having is that niggers and beaners have free reign to kill little white children playing in their grandma's or mother's yard. You end up having niggers allowed to go ahead and do whatever the hell they want to. And then when some nigger goes ahead and gets shot, even not by a white person, but by a, you know, beaner Jew. And you end up having to where, essentially, how dare you go ahead and stop a nigger from running around looking for something to steal. Even though the nigger is high on marijuana, the nigger is high on a number of things. The nigger's not to steal something. The nigger goes ahead and attacks you. You're going to be tried. You're going to be tried. Folks, what should happen to prosecutors and judges who allow bogus cases like that to go ahead and proceed? I mean, essentially, the police, the judges and lawyers need to die. They and their families need to die. They're traitors if they're white. If they're Mamzers or Jews, essentially, they're acting according to their nature. But, folks, there is no way to stop what is going on. I went ahead and read Neil Ferguson's book, and he points out that most of these collapses occurred within a generation, sometimes within 10 years. Things went from being bad, serious, to where they could simply by taking a knot and tying it at the end of your rope and saving themselves and hoisting themselves up by their own bootstraps if someone would have been minding the store to where it didn't matter whatever was done. It was too late. It was too late to fix. Folks, this is where we are now. It is too late to fix. Someone okay. Well, legal man for 2012. You like two ass games. Folks, I don't make any apologies for those I do like and for those I do not. Let's see. I'm looking at this thing here. Brilliantly explained. Someone sent me an email about how you can understand this here. Let's go ahead and take United States tax revenue of $2,170,000,000,000, the budget of $3,820,000,000,000, the difference between $3.8 trillion and 2.17 revenue is a new debt of $1,650,000,000. A national debt of $14,271,000, actually that's far more than that, and the recent budget cuts of $38,500,000,000. So then somebody says, let's remove 8 zeros from all these figures above and pretend it's a household budget. Annual family income is $21,700. The money which this family has spent is $38,200. New debt on the credit card is now $16,500. Outstanding balance on the credit card is $142,710. Total budget cuts, $385. So in short, if you go ahead, you have an income of $22,000, you spend $38,000, your new debt is $16,000, and your outstanding balance is $143,000, what makes you think that a budget cut of $385 is going to do something for you? Answer, it's not. So, in any case, yes, I'm being attacked by legal mamzer. What happens is legal mamzer is being attacked by crones. Yes, crones, thanks. It's funny having a Jew boy here looking for a new, you know, looking for somebody Aaron Finkelstein. I'm being attacked by legal mamzer. Legal mamzer is being attacked, but you ask it. Okay? So, in any case here, okay. In any case, folks, the sons of Cain didn't reject Yahweh. Essentially, the sons of Cain were the sons of Satan, and Satan rebelled. Satan didn't like the new order of things, so he rebelled. So can you really say that the Jews were anything other than the vessels of wrath, the vessels of iniquity? The answer is no. Anyway, folks, let me see. I've been going on for 53 minutes. I need to take a break. I'm not sure. I'll probably end up having a second segment. But we're going to go ahead and take a break and say hail victory, folks. Okay, folks, I think this will be the very last section of the Movement Turd. And let me see here. Do we have any more tards here? Well, it looks like Legal Mams of 2012 was on. Gotta laugh about Legal Mams of 2012 Johns here. Goes in, gets on Finkelstein's, talks about how he is suffering pangs of Crohn's disease. He did go ahead and think out Steve Elder, Commandor, and Fag. But, folks, by the way, his daddy, Dan Johns, is back. What his daddy does is his daddy just clamps down on his Talk Stew show to where, I mean, they ought to really call him. In case of Eli James and Dan Johns, they ought to call it the Steve Elder Commandor McFag Show. Because everything that other whiny little tubal canite pick this Jew Mamzer Jew boy goes ahead and whines like a pussy, well, guess what? It pretty well Eli James and Dan Johns, but especially Dan Johns, will just simply just lock it down. Finkelstein has gotten to where, yes, he will go ahead and lock down his chat room, too. And Carolyn Yeager, and they were yakking about some stupid crap, yesterday. And you go ahead and look at poor old pickle cunt, you know, Carolyn Yeager. She knows that Finkelstein is a murderous, sociopathic ex-pig. And yet, here she is, going ahead and being associated, going ask the mouth with Finkelstein. Same way with Legal Mamzer. He prefers Finkelstein to Eli James, even though his daddy's Dan Johns. And Dan Johns doesn't trust her like Finkelstein because he's against Eli James. And here he was on tonight, yakking it like he knew what he was talking about, or Marty doesn't go ahead and go through these lawsuits. Bullshit. Every single one of my federal lawsuits goes to the Eighth Circuit. It goes as high as it possibly can go simply by me bringing it up. Once the Eighth U.S. Circuit goes ahead and decides the case, the only higher court in the Zogland that can listen to it is the Supreme Court. Folks, you do not get to send the Supreme Court $300, or however much it is now, in order to force them to listen to it. Every single federal case I have done has gone as far as it possibly can go. Every single one of my federal cases, except for the one against Rudd Blunt, which was cut short because I got sent to the Nut House and they wouldn't allow me to have access to my papers, has cost probably anywhere from $60,000 to several hundred thousand dollars to go ahead and decide. And I was listening to these idiots talk about over at the Monkey Barrel where he had old Mumps Nuts Liability Clueless. I went ahead, didn't post this Pastor Lindstedt. I went ahead and posted as Berelt Me Identity. Pretty well what I know about old Mumps Nuts Liability Clueless. I went ahead and put the link and pointed out the liability. Go ahead and go to Missouri Case Net. Look him up. You'll find out he's a petty criminal. He's talking about how smart he is because he gets the best lawyers. No, he gets a public defender. He gets caught. He pleads guilty. And then he snitches. He goes ahead and gets a suspended imposition sentence when that was unheard of. Why did he get it? He got it for snitching. Only thing you can think about. And regardless of what he claims, Billy Roper and Morris Gillette says, both Billy Roper and Morris Gillette understand that they cannot go ahead and ordain someone who the very Missouri Case Net tells anybody who looks that he got a get-out-of-jail-for-free snitching card. He got suspended imposition of sentence, you know, in return for doing something, i.e. spying on the clan of Manzer. Folks, Zog is paranoid. Zog is scared shitless. Zog knows what it deserves, and Zog, I think, is able to go ahead and read what has happened in history with every mighty evil empire. It's basically a mighty evil empire which runs around and starts printing up money, starts going ahead and creating a hyperinflation, which goes ahead and destroys its founding stock of white people and bringing in a whole bunch of base-born slaves and niggers and Jews and Manzers and Syrians and all these sort of things. None of this crap which is going on is new. It's been going on for the past 7,000 years. This is Zog Babylon the third and the final. But Zog still thinks that somehow it can go ahead and kill the few remaining white people that are left. And folks, it is the easiest thing to do. Did not King Herod think that he could go ahead and solve his problem by killing every two-year-old and younger child in Bethlehem, Judah? Well, he did. He did go ahead and kill everyone that he could find. But Mary and Joseph and the young Jesus Christ went east as refugees. They got on a speeding donkey and headed out. Did not Jannes and Jambres, the magicians of Pharaoh, recognize Moses and recognize the danger that Moses would face? But yet was Moses killed as an infant? Just like the rest of the Israelite children were? The Israelite slave male children? If you want to go ahead and destroy a population, you kill its baby females. They're the ones who are going to go ahead and determine whether or not there's a new generation of white people. That's why the news that was gloated upon by the Jew boys and the Manzers and the Main Street news media pretty well said that since the majority of births are non-white, I'm not even talking about Anglo-Mestizos or Jew boys or the rest who are able to vote pass. Essentially, what you heard this past week was an end of Zog. Folks, does anybody believe that you're going to have anything other than Mexico with a bunch of beaners? Or anything other than a Muslim country with a bunch of sand niggers? Anything other than Africa with a bunch of niggers? And so they're telling elderly wiggers, don't worry, go ahead and give up your Social Security check to go ahead and educate young beaners. We're going to have something different than Mexico if we have Mexicans. Why? America is a positional, is a creedal country. It isn't a racial country. It's a creedal country. Folks, nobody believes this shit. I've gone ahead and looked at these advertising. I go ahead and I turn the TV off. I'm looking at what is going on. And I've noticed that the latest makeup or latest beauty ads doesn't feature niggers or chinks. It features drop-dead gorgeous white women with very blue eyes, beautiful blue eyes, beautiful, beautiful looks, beautiful white women. Every nigger and every beaner wants to go ahead. And, I know when I was in prison or in the jail system. I actually didn't go to prison. I was in the jail. If they have left to it, a dirty beaner will go ahead and beat off to a picture of a blonde. These dirty animals love our women, want to defile our women. The Stembuster Tard. He just thought it was funny here. Show him pictures, I guess, of nigger on wigger porn. Ha ha have it your way. It's not going to be your way. Folks, we have reached the point of any return. Maybe, you know, maybe I got need to go ahead and play that song by Kansas here. To the point of no return. Because that seems, you know, quite appropriate here. We've gone past the point of no return. There's nothing in our future except civil war. And unless you understand that, unless you are willing to go ahead and fight, not against Zog as a big old entity, but in your own personal life, in your own personal community when things are falling apart, and absolutely take care of even the Uyghur children of regime criminals. Folks, they are responsible for their father's and mother's sin. I've gone ahead and pointed out that the House of Saul and the House of Ahab were held responsible for their father's sins. And that if you were in power, your children would die because, or be enslaved or die because of your sins. And that is Yahweh's will. And that is the only way. It is only by having a civil and war, you know, a civil war to go ahead and destroy those who, because they're corrupt and stupid and lazy and misbegotten and idiotic. It is only by having an absolutely ruthless point of view and using this great tribulation that Yahweh or Jesus Christ shall return. All this crap here, Finkelstein, Eli James come in to where the Great Tribulation is already over and Christ's church was set up by the Roman Catholic Church here. Well, folks, they're Marino Jews. They're not white. They're just liars who are pretending to know Christian identity. It's sort of like Legal Mamzer. Legal Mamzer doesn't have the ability because, well, hey, it's a Jew boy with Jew Asgate, you know, Crohn's disease. It doesn't have the ability to know that it is a vessel of iniquity, a vessel of destruction, a vessel of damnation. Most of these characters are just totally delusional. And can you blame them? What is their delusions going, what is reality going to give them? Reality is going to make them understand that they're evil Jews, that they're deemed, you know, that they're doomed, that they were born evil, that they're nothing but evil. I went ahead and posted that post about Liar Bill Mumps Nuts the Clueless, and guess what? I've not heard a single thing. And it reminds me of the summer of 2009 when essentially I was posting that Brian Wright was a thief and a liar. Jeremy Visser and Bridge of the Idiot were thieves and liars too. And essentially it hurt them to go ahead and respond because they didn't have any response. They were caught. So they didn't answer to it. They couldn't. Nothing to answer to. So, I have pointed out with Jim Giles that as a pastor from pastoral, which means, you know, dealing with a herd animal, namely a sheep. I went ahead and pointed out, you know, because he had a, you know, he had a prize heifer, Napoleon, and a prize bull named Napoleon and Josephine. What happens is you end up having on your farm enough acreage for 10 cattle. Among them 10 cattle, you only have 8 or 9 of them. You know, you have 20 cattle, and only room for 10 of them. And with those cattle, only 9 of them are the pure breed that you need and that you're wanting to go ahead and save, and that one or two of the cattle are race mixing with the nigger cows, and there's a Jew cow, which essentially causes nothing to trouble. He's more like a goat than a cow. You have a Jew cow, you end up having a few nigger cows, a chink cow or two, a beaner cow, and essentially your wigger cows are going ahead and lusting at the strange flesh. And the ones that do go ahead and stick with having wigger calves essentially are rather worthless. They don't go ahead and produce anything. They don't go ahead and really grow. Don't really go ahead. They're not, quote, thrifty, as what someone says on how an animal goes ahead and gains weight. And all these cows are diseased except for Napoleon and Josephine. You have 20 cows of various breeds. Cows cannot get along very well together. You only have room for half of them, the wigger cows. What happens is every single one of these animals are diseased except for Napoleon and Josephine. What are you going to do? And the answer is, here you are, a pastor. The only thing you can do is make sure that only the good white stock survives. Even the white stock, which is diseased, needs to die. All of their new animals here, all the rest of their offspring need to die too. Only the good stock, the good healthy stock, can survive. And you need to go ahead and you need to call that herd. Not down to 10 with just the wigger and cows. You need to go ahead and call that herd down to Napoleon and Josephine. Only let those animals live. And essentially have a holocaust of sending the rest of them to the meatpacking plant and letting them be turned into hamburger or dog food or what have you. Yahweh, in many cases, I believe, is just like a gigantic farmer in the sky. He goes ahead and looks down on stock. And he really only claims about 10% of the stock that is his. He says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 15, that anything, that every single plant that my Father has not sown shall be uprooted. So how shall it be uprooted? It will be uprooted through the Great Tribulation. So, this uprooting is coming about. And it is not for us, as Yahweh's children, to go ahead and tell Yahweh that he is wrong. It is up for us to go ahead and not pretty well stick our necks out, to not go ahead and do something that's suicidal, that something is stupid, but rather is up for us to quietly know what the signs of the times are, like it says that Jesus Christ would tell his flock, and they would observe the signs of the times, and they would find out what they needed to do. So, folks, it is to you who are the chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call, ye who Christ did respond to. What I was trying to tell Logan, what I was trying to tell him, is that, Logan, it is good for you not to be a barren bachelor. It is good for you to sometimes just clamp down and understand that you can't go ahead and live as free a life as you want by yourself. It's good for you to find a woman and have some children, even though it is a rough time to go ahead and bring them to this world. And certainly not since you don't like Paul. Paul, you know, Paul would very much tell you what you are doing here. But in many cases, I don't see very much success in going ahead and choosing or coming to yourself to go ahead and choose to yourself who Jesus Christ calls, but rather to understand who Jesus Christ calls and then go ahead and try to see if they are congruent with it. If you want to have a wife and the children here, generally what you have to do is you have to go ahead and get the woman first loyal to you and then work on having her be loyal to Christ through you. And it is very, very, very difficult. This is why I hate this system in Missouri and everywhere else here. All it requires is some lying little man or some lying little pig to go ahead and make up a false report, and your white children will be taken away. Folks, I think everybody who is white understands is that, as the government looks at it, they're not your children. They're their children. Their children to go ahead and use and to go ahead and take away and buy and sell. And yet they sort of think that their families will be sanctified. No, and the answer is no. Folks, I have made a claim because you destroyed my family. I don't want your money. I don't want your property. I don't want your obedience. I want to destroy you and your family. And the only way that you can pay back what you've done is for your family to be destroyed. And anybody who gets in the way of evildoers needs to be destroyed because they have chosen a side. When I went ahead and talked to two old nuts here, I was not surprised at all. I knew this character was a Jew boy. I knew this character was a lying kike. I knew this character was what he was. And my point was to chew on his ass. And so when you end up having these three nimtard faggots, go ahead, my chomo. Well, eventually, old Dimtard went ahead. Old Pierce, good man, so went ahead and muted me. Well, good. What I went ahead and did was I simply went out and finished hanging out my laundry, which needed to be hung out. And I came back and I trolled on the chat room. And essentially, Pierce, good man, so had this ass chewing for a long time here. We're essentially letting Chris Drake of the NSM go ahead and give JT Reddy a free pass. Folks, JT Reddy is essentially being ignored. The reason he's not being talked about is that he was a Jew boy, Zog false flat. Essentially, Zog was embarrassed. Folks, all this crap about domestic terrorism you hear is a lie. Zog's the one who went ahead and brought aboard 9/11, and every so often, every year, they go ahead and get some raghead or some wigger or whatever to engage in some terrorism, which they have gone ahead and created, which they go ahead and pop like a pimple of their own making. Folks, I don't see any real domestic terrorism having taken place now, but it will take place. Well, essentially, there is no choice other than to essentially rise up and kill your local regime criminals, your local police, your local judges, and the rest. And folks, once it gets to that point, there's not going to be stopping it. It's unlike the $16 billion California debt. There is no stopping it. I would not buy any California debt. Because essentially all you have is a whole bunch of beaners crawling in and screwing the thing up here, and you have all the wiggers who are running. And folks, they were talking about putting a California burger chain in Arkansas And here is Valley Squirrel, yapping about how she liked In-N-Out Burger, whatever the, fuck it was named here. It was a California chain here. Especially what I had, it was a whole bunch of meat, a whole bunch of lettuce, a whole bunch of tofu, a whole bunch of this. And folks, you had all these California refugees going ahead and wanting to go. And from what I gather, they tore down this barbecue place, which had been there for 40 years, for a freaking California burger joint. Folks, Whiggers are like retarded locusts. They go ahead and they screw up. They run away from the mess they made. They run to a new place and they create a new mess. The thing about it is there's no more places to run, except maybe a few small little towns in South Dakota, North Dakota, Northern Missouri, Nebraska. It's sort of like Whigger Zombie Apocalypse, where they're talking about how they're making a new stand against the zombies in Nebraska. Because there's not very many people there, and they got, long range, and they can go ahead and shoot them. Well, folks, these Whiggers could have simply, rather than trusting guns, they could have simply gone ahead and mounted themselves in zombie-proof clothing and saved themselves here. They could have done that, but they chose not to. Well, folks, I'm going to go ahead and... essentially, I think this is the very last section of the movie third. I think I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless.